Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, August 13th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
a man who is heroic in his service and indeed the injuries of his colleagues in Lebanon as well.
Sean Rooney attacker sentences being appealed and man due in court after death of man and attack of priest in the north. Plus we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Taoiseach is welcoming an appeal into the sentences received by people involved in the attack which killed Private Sean Rooney. Simon Harris wrote to the Lebanese government following the trial to express his disappointment at the leniency shown to some of the defendants. The main defendant at the military tribunal in Beirut last month was sentenced to death, but others received short prison sentences or fines. Prosecutors have now formally lodged an appeal. The Taoiseach says those sentences did not fit with the nature of what happened to the UN peacekeeper.
I've been in discussions with the Lebanese government, with their Minister for Justice and their Minister for Defence, and I've conveyed to them the deep disappointment in Ireland at the very lenient sentences that were given out for the murder of Private Sean Rooney, a man who is heroic in his service and indeed the injuries of his colleagues in Lebanon as well.
A 30-year-old man is due in court in the north today following the death of a man and the serious assault of a priest in Down. He's appearing before Newtownards Magistrates Court, charged with murder and attempted murder. News Talk's Tina Gates reports.
Father John Murray, who was due to retire this week, was seriously injured when he was attacked and hit on the head with a bottle at St Patrick's Church in Downpatrick last Sunday morning as parishioners were arriving for Mass. The body of 56-year-old Stephen Brannigan was found in a house in Marion Park in the town on the same day. A 30-year-old man detained later by detectives from Northern Ireland's major investigation team will appear in court today charged with murder and attempted murder in connection with the inquiry.
Two men will appear in court in the north today as part of the investigation into the attempted murder of Detective Chief Inspector John Caldwell. The PSNI officer was shot multiple times after coaching a football team in Omagh in Tyrone in February 2023. Two men aged 45 and 25 were arrested on Monday and detained under the Terrorism Act. They'll appear at Dungannon Magistrates Court to face charges of preparing terrorist acts and perverting the course of justice. The TUI says students will miss out on their favourite subjects this year due to the teaching recruitment and retention crisis. It will issue a briefing document to politicians this week outlining the shortages impacting the sector. A survey by the union found 78% of teachers who started before 2015 say they couldn't afford to take up the profession now. TUI General Secretary Michael Gillespie says the best teachers are going abroad because they can't see a future in Ireland.
We have teachers now who can get permanent jobs in October for the next September. And we're giving jobs not until the next June or July. And then they have to wait 2 years for a permanent contract and not starting on full hours. So we really do have to reimagine how we're employing our teachers if we're going to compete on a global stage.
The White House claims there's only room for Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin to discuss peace in Ukraine for now. The two presidents will meet in Alaska on Friday without Vladimir Zelensky, who's sceptical of what can be achieved. He also insists he will reject any Russian proposal to give up eastern territory in exchange for a ceasefire.
It's impossible to talk about Ukraine without Ukraine, and no one will accept that. But they cannot agree on anything about Ukraine without us. I truly believe and hope that the US president understands and realizes that.
National Guard troops have begun arriving to rescue Washington from a crime wave, according to the US president. It's part of Donald Trump's plan to fight crime in the US Capitol. 23 people have been arrested overnight as part of the US president's crackdown. In business news, the hosting of two men's All-Ireland finals last month led to a boost in consumer spending. AIB's latest spend trend shows a 9% increase in spending on the same month last year, with 78 million card transactions made during July. However, the tourism industry saw a 9% decrease in spending in pubs last month. Adrian Moynihan from AIB says overall it was a mixed month for hospitality.
The counties involved in the All-Ireland finals did buck the trend and did see growth, with strong growth across Donegal, Kerry and Tipperary in particular in July. Restaurants and hotels fared much better with increases of 10% and 3% respectively. So somewhat of a mixed month, pub spending down, but hotels and restaurants up strongly.
In entertainment news, Taylor Swift will appear on a podcast tonight where it's expected she'll share more information about her new album. The singer revealed the name of The Life of a Showgirl on Monday night. She's also shown it'll be themed in orange and mint green, and Max Martin will produce it. Taylor Swift superfan Aveen says it's a long time since the Swedish producer has worked on Taylor Swift music, but it is a welcome return.
We think, anyway, it's going to be more along the lines of 1989, the Red album, kind of maybe more of a pop vibe. But, you know, we have to wait and see when she announces it, really, I suppose. Taylor is the queen of Easter eggs and dropping hints, but she's still clever enough to hold a lot of things back until kind of when the album drops, I suppose.
And in sport, in soccer, Shelburne's run in the Europa League qualifiers came to an end last night. Mipo Odebeko's penalty late in the second half wasn't enough as the Reds lost 3-1 to Rijeka at Tolka Park. The Croatian side go through 4-3 on aggregate. The Reds drop down to the Conference League playoffs where they could face a rematch with Linfield or Vikingur. Shell's boss Joey O'Brien wants his players to use last night's defeat as motivation for the playoff.
Disappointed, obviously, to how the game went, I suppose, as you said, getting back into the game and then conceding really late on. It's haunting, obviously, the dressing room's haunting, but here, as I said to the boys, make sure we use that hurt as a fuel now, attacking the next game against Linfield or Vikingur.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.